Shmuel Beis Perek Zayin. This parak discusses how David wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash and how Hashem promised David his child will be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. In the previous parak, we learned how David moved the Aron to Yerushalayim. In this parak, we will learn how David wanted to move the Aron to a permanent resting place. It's important to note the Aron was not just a box. The Aron represented Hashem's presence in this world. When a person saw the Aron, they automatically were struck with awareness of Hashem in their lives and raised to a higher level of consciousness just by seeing it. Many of us feel the lack of Hashem in our lives. Deep down, we know if we were able to connect and experience to the source, the foundation of all life, Hashem, it would make our lives a little bit sweeter. David had wanted to place the Aron in a permanent location. Instead of the Aron being on the move as it was all the years. In a sense, David wanted to take the Hashem's presence out of exile and give Hashem a home for all to experience and connect with. As David had now conquered all his enemies and entered into Eretz Yisrael, David felt it appropriate to build a resting place for Hashem. As it says in Pasuk Beis, Vayom HaMelech El Nasan Anavi, and King David said to Nasan, the prophet, Re'ena Anochi Yoshev B'Beis HaRozen, look how I sit in a cedar house, the Aron Elokim Yoshev B'Toch HaYira, and the Ark of Hashem sits behind curtains. Nasan Anavi then agreed with David that now would be a good time to build the Beis HaMikdash. Note, Nasan HaNavi responded to David on his own volition before asking Hashem. We will now see how Nasan HaNavi received the prophecy relating that David was not to build the Beis HaMikdash. Also note, nowhere in the prophecy does it state the reason why David was not to build the Beis HaMikdash. And Pasuk Dalet through Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Navi and the message of the prophecy was as follows. Hashem said, I, Hashem, have not lived in a house from the time Yisroel was taken out of Egypt. I was continually moved about through the Mishkan. Did you ever hear me tell or request from any of the leaders of Yisroel for a house to be built for me? Nasan HaNavi was to tell David, Hashem has taken you, David, from being a young shepherd to being the king of Yisrael. Hashem has acted with kindness towards you and made your name great, a great name like the leaders of the world. The prophecy continued, and Hashem related, David, you had an amazing desire to build a home for me. After you die, I will make your children great. And Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, Hu Yidne Beis L'Shmi, and he, your child, will build a house for me. V'konanati es kisei mamlachto ad olam. I'm going to establish your kingdom forever. Ani eyeh lo la'av, I will be a father to him. V'hu yeh li l'ben, and he will be like a child to me. So too Hashem feels this way towards every single Jew. We are Hashem's children, even if at times we may not feel like one. We are one anyways. Hashem then promised to establish the kingdom to David's family forever and for all of eternity, as this was a direct reference to Mashiach, who will ultimately come from the lineage of David. And Pasuk Yudches through Pasuk Chavtes, which is the end of the parak, King David then humbly accepts Hashem's words. King David proceeded to thank Hashem for all the kindness Hashem has done for him and his family. David relates to Hashem in a thankful manner. There is no other Hashem other than you. Hashem's greatness is so vast and big. Hashem has done great wonders and miracles for Am Yisrael. As it says in Pasuk Chof Dalet, V'chonei lecha et amcha Yisrael, lecha la'am ad olam. Hashem, you have established Yisrael to be a nation for you forever, for all of eternity. No matter what a Jew does, Hashem will never cast you aside and leave you. These are amazing sukkim. No matter how far it may seem Yisrael is, no matter how bad or down it may look, Hashem will never cast us aside. As long as we are called Yisrael, we are eternally B'Hashem forever. And that's the end of the parrot. I'd like to mention the Medrash Shmuel in Parsha Tetzayin brings, in what merit does the world continue to exist? Rabbi Abba Bar Bar Kahana says, the merit of the kingship of the house of David. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, the merit of the Torah that is placed in the Aron. And the Rabbanon say, in the merit of the nation of Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael, the world continues to exist. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.